to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Cindy. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm fantastic. Amazing.
How are you?
Amazing. I'm almost done with this show, though.
I know. You're not happy today.
I'm not happy, but you know, we'll finish it up and we'll see what happens from there. But
okay.
You know, we'll talk about that later on, but you know, let's get to, well, how's your day going?
My day's fabulous. Thank you for asking.
Is that fabulous?
Yes, why are you yelling at me to be talking louder?
Because you're not talking louder.
I'm talking loud.
Okay, all right, okay. If people can't hear, that's on you.
Okay.
well, we had Dancing with the Stars semifinals. And
yes, the last six dancers.
I could be dancing.
These were the six dancers I would have picked for that six. Sorry, people, I'm tired.
That was not... I think you said something like, these are not the six dancers
I would have picked.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My job, the many steps I took today, I took 18,000 steps today.
I took three.
Did you?
Took three steps today.
I walked over 8 miles in the job I did today.
8 miles?
Yes.
I walked 8 miles and
I
nothing.
I did nine flights of stairs.
Nine flights of stairs?
Yes.
Well, hold on a second. Time out. You did nine flights of stairs, but you walked 8 miles. How's that? I mean, nine flights of stairs is not 8 miles.
No, it just shows all the things I've done today in my 8 hours.
Okay.
I stood for over like 9 hours.
Okay.
I did nine flights of stairs. It's my little app on my watch that tells me.
Okay.
And then I did 18,000 like 25 steps like a couple hours like when I got home from work.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations.
If I guess it is something like 8-point-something miles.
All right. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. For an old broad?
For an old broad, yes.
Remind me of our boxing days when I was taping up stuff today.
Boxing days, it sounds like.
Well, when you used to run a...
Sounds like you're a fighter.
When you used to run a mailbox store, I was thinking about that today. And I was like...
Christmas time...
It was much easier to do it at 30 than at 58.
Christmas time was the best of times and the worst of times.
Yes, it was.
It was nonstop for like 15 hours.
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's go back with Dancing with the Stars.
And we're here to talk about dancing.
Now you're telling me to lower my voice.
Because you're up the ground, you're up the ground, you're up the ground.
You're driving me crazy.
You're all over the place. we start off with Bobby and Sharna doing the salsa.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good dance.
It was all right. It wasn't really a salsa. But for him, it was all right. It was. I think it was kind of cool, though. I guess she got some, like, he has a huge fan base.
Well,
which we explain later.
Which explains why he's still in the competition.
Anyway. But I liked him.
He's the thing with him, it's hard to bash him because he's likable.
Right.
You know, so you can see why he's successful. Because
and he dedicated to his fans.
Yeah, and he doesn't call them fans.
He calls them friends.
He calls them voters. I'm kidding. No, but you can see why he's successful. He's, I guess, the number one country DJ in America of all time.
Right.
And he's energetic. He's positive. He's personal. But the judges, he did the dance. I thought it was a good dance, but he got sevens across the board. I didn't like all the people there.
But I don't think you usually like that, though, do you?
I don't like you couldn't see the dancing.
Right. So, like, how are the judges able to see that, too?
Yeah, so it kind of bothered me, but
anyway,
I didn't design the
set. Again, at semifinals, you should not still be getting sevens.
No.
Okay.
No. Next up, we have Alexis and Alan doing the waltz.
Couldn't stand her hair.
Yeah, he didn't like her hair.
It was messy.
Isn't that the look today? That's how I wear my hair.
I don't know. It just...
My hair's all frizzy.
It looked oily and gross. I didn't like her hair. I was like, put her hair... She has beautiful hair. Do something more with it.
But maybe she just had like...
I guess it was supposed to be part of the music and the rain and the blah, 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 blah. I didn't like it.
Okay, so we didn't
I wanted to fix her hair. Her hair drove me crazy. I was not concentrating on the dance. I kept looking at her hair.
You did say halfway through, I don't like your hair.
I can't stand her hair.
I'm like going, her hair.
It deflected from the dance.
Okay.
But she had like tape on all sides of her ribs.
So she probably pulled a muscle or something.
She probably did something,
She probably pulled a hair muscle.
Whatever.
And that's what probably happened.
Anyway. It was a good dance, though, but it was still hard.
I thought it was a good dance. Nine from Carrie Ann, nine from Lynn, and Bruno with a 10.
I'm surprised Lynn didn't give her a 10. Isn't that his favorite girl?
He's kind of backed off on her for a while.
Anyway,
next up we have Joe and Jenna doing the contemporary.
Yes.
There's a stupid cat that was scratching it in, and now he's scratching it out.
Come on.
I know you cat lovers out there don't like a cat being called a stupid cat. Well, right now, this cat's a stupid cat.
Anyway.
Doing the contemporary, and gotta say, this was probably Joe's best dance.
Yeah, I thought both his dances tonight, you just saw the huge improvement.
Again, if this is a competition based on 13 people like Joe not knowing how to dance and having no concept of how to dance, then yeah, but you got to give him credit. He didn't quit.
No.
He didn't pout. He didn't throw a fit like some other people have done in the past.
Right.
He kept working at it, and he really improved.
Yeah, he did.
To where, I mean, he did.
So you know what? There's hope for you.
No.
We get through those Arthur Murray dancing. We'll get you to be a good dancer one day.
I think Arthur Murray's dead, isn't he?
They still have his dance places. Okay.
But no, I was going to say that does he deserve to be in the top six? No.
No. But
at least if he's going to be in the top six, at least he
showed that improvement.
At least he showed improvement and he worked hard.
Right.
And hats off to you, Joe. No one's bashing you more than me, but hey, you did pretty well today.
He did.
8 from Carrie Ann, 7 and 7 from Lynn. Next up, we have Juan Pablo doing the Argentine tango. Oh,
this was fabulous. Both his dances were just out of the...
I mean,
just phenomenal.
I think we said a couple weeks ago he's still been great, but not outstanding. And like Len, I think Len said he wished he could give a 7 or 11 or...
Yeah, something
one of them said that. Yeah, it was amazing.
It was...
They were in sync. Yeah.
He looked like a professional.
He looked professional. He was toe-to-toe with Cheryl.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an amazing dance, and he got tens across
the board. And well-deserved.
Well-deserved tens. Yeah. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing
cool.
dance.
It was cool. He dedicated to his mom.
His mom, yeah.
Because she had cancer, and it was emotional, and so it was a cool thing. She was so proud of him.
Yeah.
Couldn't be prouder. You know what moms always say about their kids.
And it was good that mom was there for this whole competition.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, well, at the end. Oh. You know, it's kind of a heartbreak at the end. Next up, we have Ivana and Keo doing a contemporary.
Yes.
And I thought it was another excellent dance.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I think I saw someone in the internet. I can't remember who it was. It might be in our comments, if maybe I shouldn't say it, but I saw it yesterday on the internet. It's great to see Keo not having a partner that's over 80.
Oh, no. And, you know, I think Aaron, we tease him a lot, and he got emotional.
Yeah.
When, you know, in this part, when he came upstairs to talk, you know, this is the first time he's been in semifinals, and he's ever gone this far, and I think I said that a couple times, but I said he's always had, probably not the best dancers.
Yeah, because when you get someone who's not up to par, and it's not going to go far, but you keep getting stuck with that person, I don't know how they pick him, I don't know if it's a random draw or whatever it is, but he's obviously got talent.
Yes.
And he's finally got a partner that can live up to what he's trying to show. So hats off to Keo and actually Ivana, both. They excellent dance. Next up, we have Milo and Whitney. And did you know that Milo's...
Oh, my gosh.
Mom was...
Jessica said that she didn't realize at first...
That's going to be in the comments.
Whatever. I'm going to say it now. Thank you, Jessica, for saying that. She said that she didn't realize at first that they were, like, related. So, hello.
You're really hinging your backing up on Jessica?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. That's you. That's you saying that. Not me saying
that. That's fine. We know who you are, Mr. Cranky Pants.
We have the Argentine.
What's the matter?
They're doing the Argentine tango. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good dance.
I thought it was excellent. They just gave him nines. They didn't like his feet or something like that. Oh, I think it was because of Juan Pablo's. They couldn't give Pablo the same kind of marks because Juan Pablo did the same dance.
But they gave... Oh, because it was the same
dance.
Yes,
it was the same dance.
Yeah, okay. That's what it probably was.
Yeah.
Because, like I said...
And I think they mentioned it. Or Lynn did, you know, or
Lynn
someone...
Lynn said something was good that you didn't watch... you weren't intimidated by Juan Pablo's dance. I mean, to be fair, Juan Pablo's dance, they got nines across the board, Milo and Whitney... Which was well deserved. They probably could have got tens, but if you're going to compare it to Juan Pablo should get like a 12
or 20.
I'm saying the difference.
More than a point difference is what you're trying to say.
Right. So those are the first six dances.
Right.
They got nines across the board. Next we have judges round, where the judges pick and the dance that they want them to do.
And what was out of those six dances? What was your favorite dance? Which one was it? Juan Pablo.
Oh, Juan Pablo.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It wasn't even. Close. I mean, I liked Alan and Alexa. Their dance was pretty cool, but Juan Pablo was just perfect. I mean, both his dances, like I said, we said a couple weeks ago, he was kind of they weren't as impressive. I mean, they were still good.
They were good, but they were just like eh. But tonight he really brought it.
He brought his A game.
It was broughten. I don't know if that's a word.
It had been broughten.
There you go.
First up, we have Bobby and Sharna doing the jive,
which is what I think was the first dance. The first week. Right.
I thought it was a good dance.
It was better than his first dance.
I think you said it. And
his shoulders were better.
His shoulders better. But he's still stiff.
He's still stiff, but he looked better. You could see the difference from the first week compared to now. It was a big difference. And I think that was cool to see that because you don't always see that when you're watching it week after week.
No.
Again, I thought he did a nice job.
The song they did to Tina Turner's Proud Mary Keep on Burning.
That wasn't it.
Wasn't that? That wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. the song.
I thought it was a song.
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Either way, I think it was, but I could be—I could be wrong. It's happened once before.
You okay? Say that you're wrong.
It's tough. It's tough when you have to admit when you're probably not wrong, but you'll do it anyway.
you don't do it anyway when you are right.
They got eights across the board. That was deserved.
I thought they could have got a little better. It was so much better than the first time he did it. Yeah. Anyway. It is what, and I love how, is that the one where you open up his shirt and have Lynn on it?
Lynn and Sharna didn't know about it. It was a secret.
That was awesome.
Next up, we have Alexis and Alan doing the jive.
This was really good.
Now, the two, we have back-to-back jives.
Yeah, this was really, I mean, you can see the difference between the two of them, and it was well-deserved eights, because this, their jive was really
And Alan's a character.
Yeah, and they still had energy afterwards. I was like, oh my God, I would be like on the ground dying.
He's young. He's got to be in his 20s, right? He's not too old.
I'm sure they are.
So he's but I thought it was an excellent dance we're doing. It was almost like an 80s workout video, like Jane Fonda type video.
And you want to know who the guy was? The guy was the one that was with the one that you didn't feel should have been voted out. It was the first time.
Brandon,
that's who the person was.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was at first until they said it, but I realized that after she said, thank you, Brandon.
What's the matter, old man?
Well, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see, you know, who they
are. How are you watching a dancing Korean to say anything about it if you are
I can see the feet and stuff, but I just, you know, it was...
Do you have your contact in?
No.
Why?
Because I can't write the stuff down and see the... I can't see with the contact in up close. So I can only...
Chris, you know what?
What?
You're nuts.
I am nuts. I'm nuts. I'm crazy.
I just wear reading glasses.
Oh, and then I won't be able to see the TV.
You wear them low on your nose.
We'll think about it. Anyway, energetic, tens across the board.
Absolutely well deserved.
He left Aaron speechless.
I know.
Because I guess his nipples were chafing.
So he had band-aids on that. Yeah. And then she was talking about some other parts of his body.
I think she stopped. And she actually looked like she was blushing and she got flustered. I've never seen her get flustered like that. She was absolutely speechless. Yeah. But Alan, he did trip going up the stairs.
Yes, he did.
Next up, we have Joe and Jenna doing the quick step. This was his best dance.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. His shoulders, his arms, his positions, it was night and day.
Then when he was stepping here and there, because I think the first time he got 22, they said.
Yeah.
And I think it was a generous 22. Joe has improved.
Yes.
Joe's got to go.
But he's improved.
But he has improved.
And he looked happy. And he enjoyed himself. And
now, this is where you could bring back dancers that were not great dancers. You know, have a thing where you have returning dancers who were not necessarily for average or below average, like a Joe. Because Joe would be odds-on favorite because he learned and got comfortable.
Absolutely.
I think it's more of him just getting comfortable with it.
Than, and being on stage and with the cameras and lighting and everything else.
So it took him time and he got it. And Jenna's a good coach and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, Joe, eights across the board. Congratulations.
Yes.
And next up, we have Juan Pablo and Cheryl doing the salsa.
Ah, this world. The music was perfect. I think it was Lynn who said something.
Yeah.
The music was perfect.
We finally had salsa music.
Was salsa. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the hip hop or
whatever. Yeah, it was Latin. Oh, it was really good. I enjoyed the whole thing. His mom was standing so proud watching it. Nobody else was standing. She was standing watching
it. It was an amazing dance.
It was an amazing dance.
He's clearly the best.
I wonder, hopefully, maybe he'll do some Broadway or some other stuff. He'll be able to go further with his acting career. Maybe he was good.
But he's clearly, of all the dancers, him and Cheryl are by far the best.
I would agree with
you. It's not even close. By far the best. But he got tens across the board and well-deserved.
Yeah.
And I think even Len stood up and said and gave the 10. Next time we have Ivana and Keo, and they gave a sad story about the director.
This one. It was the first one.
It was the first one?
They dedicated
it. Either way, it was sad.
It was sad. Nobody would want to live that way.
No. Said a little sad thing there. They're doing the foxtrot.
Yes.
What did you think of the foxtrot, their foxtrot?
I thought it was better than the first time she did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she really has come into herself. Yeah. I mean, you could tell from the first week where she didn't think she was really a dancer. And I think she's bought into the whole thing and she really enjoys herself out there and she looks happy. And I think Keo's done a nice job choreography. And I really liked it.
We say it
They're good together.
We say it all the time. It's something you have to get comfortable with.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not.
It's kind of, I think that's my favorite part of watching is just. There are the ones that are just comfortable from the beginning, but
Juan Pablo.
He was. But seeing everybody, the ones that aren't, and just seeing their growth, it's just, I think it's awesome.
Again, because like you said about Joe, it's getting up on stage.
Yeah.
It's getting up in front of people.
Yeah.
It's getting up in front of, and it's live.
Yeah, and
it's,
then it's the camera blocking and all the other stuff, and the costumes and the spray tan and learning the dance. And
learning
the
dance. Yeah. It's, you know, 8-10 hours of practice a day or whatever they're practicing.
And if you're not even an athlete used to practicing like that, because actors are used to doing 10-15 hour days.
Right.
But Joe, I'm sure, is not used to doing those kind of many. many hours and just this kind of thing. So I'm sure it was good.
So where she's come from?
Yes.
Like said, so now.
I mean, what kind of everybody knows, Juan Pablo was one of the persons that let out. I think he would have won it all the way. I'm shocked that he's not there, but it is what it is.
But she's could be odds on favorite now. Her and Keo could win.
Yeah, or Alan and Alexa.
Or Milo and...
And Whitney now.
Whitney.
Yeah.
And I think those are the top three. I don't think Bobby and Sharna could win it.
You don't think so?
I mean, I like Sharna. She's always in the top, always seems to be in the top three or four. But this is her weakest partner she's had. Again, true. Bobby, you're a great personality, you're fans. But well, I'll get to that in a minute. Next up, we have Milo and Whitney doing the cha-cha.
Yeah, I mean, they got 2 9s and a 10. It was all right for me. It was my first dance. I think was my favorite. This one was. All
I didn't see. Was this a dance he did something where he kind of messed up? But most of it seems like they're in sync.
Yeah,
and good. I didn't know that Cameron Manheim was her.
Oh my gosh, Jack Laffelter. You're not funny anymore.
Oh, it's funny. Anyway, they got 9s. From Carrie Ann, 9 from Lynn, and 10 from Bruno. Oh, no. Well, now we have some feedback from the listeners, so let's go check out the feedback from the listeners. Okay. I pinned it to the top just so I could find it.
Oh, good job.
Jessica says, FYI.
Cindy. That's me.
That stands for your information.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jack.
Cindy, I didn't realize that Milo was Cameron's son until about week 3. Celebs always have other celebs there.
Right.
She didn't spell celebrity. She just said celeb.
I got it. Okay.
Celebs are cheering for them, so I didn't think anything of it. I saw his last name, then it clicked. I had to Google search. So don't feel bad not knowing that they were mother and son. Well, I think they said it like week 1.
They did not.
How did I know?
Because you know actors. You know everything about it. Because you have stupid stuff. Ouch. Oh, see? God punished you for teasing me so much. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know anything about Cameron Manheim.
You do. She's been on a couple shows we've watched.
I get it, but I didn't know she had a son named Milo.
You put 2 and 2. The last name you recognized, and that's how you put 2 and 2 together. Well,
okay, but anyway. I'm glad you and Jessica finally figured it out.
Whatever.
Could you imagine, like, week 9?
Oh, my gosh, Jack Laffelter, stop. I didn't know it.
Okay, anyway. Dennis says, good to see the judges as upset about the vote as I am every season.
Yep. They were upset.
They were ticked. Claudia says, I can't believe what just happened. I totally agree with the judges.
I agree.
Now, see, at this point, I hadn't seen it yet.
Right.
I just...
So you wanted to go look real quick to see what happened. That's when you found out Juan Pablo was out.
I said, I don't even know if I want a podcast.
Yeah.
Next up, Jessica says, I wasn't surprised to see the one couple leave, but I am glad to see that he had his best dances tonight. His quick step was so good, but the other couples, WTF, and that stands for what the fun.
Huck.
What the fun. This is where I figured out that Joe was gone.
Right.
But I couldn't figure out. I said, it's got to be Joe.
Right.
But at that point, I still didn't know it was Juan Pablo. Dennis said, I just think it would be better show if the dance was the most important element rather than the popularity. And that's why my argument is going to be, I'll talk about it. Jessica says, I'm curious about Bobby being in the final. I don't know about you, but I heard him. I haven't heard of him until now. He can't be that popular. Well, Jessica, he is.
Yes.
He's. If you don't listen to country music, well, I had never heard of him before.
No, never did I.
And that's not, no, but I don't listen to country.
Right. Really. Radio station or anything like that.
No, so, but hey, he's popular.
Right.
People love him. Let's see. Dennis says, I don't know him either, but I guess he's the biggest national country music radio DJ.
Yes, he is. You are right, Dennis.
And now Margaret says, he's syndicated so all across the country.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Claudia says, and the vote portion did come from Country Night. Good point, Claudia.
Good point, Claudia. I didn't even see that. Didn't put that together. Makes sense.
Dan says, Dennis is plugging his lacrosse again, I think.
What?
You just ignore him.
Okay.
Jessica says, I keep forgetting that he is a country DJ. Country music has changed a lot since I was in high school.
Yes, it has. Has changed a lot since I was in high school.
You head back with, what's his name? Drawing a blank, so it's not funny. So I can't forget it. What's the name? Let's see. It's not even the same lane as it was in the 90s.
It wasn't the same lane as it was in the late 70s, early
80s. Like 60s, when I grew up, we grew up 60s, it was more of...
We were grown up in the 70s. We were babies in the 60s.
I don't know, you were 10 by...
1970?
Yeah, and that's not a...
You were 8.
I was 8. I still knew
what country... listen to the radio then.
I still knew what country music was.
No, I wasn't that bright. Hank Williams
and...
No, my mom listened to Motown. I don't think I ever heard country music.
Well, I heard country music.
You might have, but my mom listened to Motown.
Because my dad would listen to country sometimes.
Her shows were American Bandstand and Soul Train. That's how she learned all the dances. So I was mostly listening to...
We watched some Hee Haw.
Okay, no. We didn't watch Hee Haw. I don't think we watched Hee Haw.
Where, oh, where were you last
okay,
night?
Okay, anyway.
Why did you leave
Jack
me here alone? I searched the world over and oh thought God, I Lord found true love. You made another and you were gone. Once you start it, you have to sing it. Let's see. Dennis, Dan, I see your point after reading my post four more times. Let's see. Jack Gloveler said... I might have a rant about this.
Yes, you do.
Jessica says, you have a rant? No, LOL. And Janie said, I'm only 50% happy. So then we come to the finals. We come to the thing. And in the final three people is
Alan and
Joe, and Janet, Joe and Jenna, uh-huh. Juan Pablo and Cheryl. I'm like going, well, that's got to be one of those trick things.
Right.
And then Alexis and Alan. And you're watching you were watching it.
Yeah.
You could tell that Joe and Jenna knew they were gone.
Yeah.
They knew that they had to be gone.
Right.
But you also saw that Alexa and Alan thought
that. Thought
that
because of being Juan Pablo.
You could just see him. He's like, there's no way we're beating Juan Pablo. And their reaction afterwards was just pure excitement. It was like people might say, oh, it was a lack of class. But I think they thought they were gone.
Yeah, I did too.
I had no problem with their excitement. But it was Joe and Jenna and Juan Pablo and Cheryl. This is a joke. I mean, it's just... I realize it's a popularity contest. Well, let's change it from dance competition to dance popularity. Because it's a joke to have a competition where the best dancer is not even in the final four.
It's not the first time that's happened, though.
I get that. But why even... I wouldn't even do it. And I'm not a quitter. But if I have no chance because I'm not the most popular, why would I waste my time doing the competition? I'm there, obviously, you're there to have fun, but you're also there to win it. And you're busting your butt. And he's done nothing but had tens across the board. And he was, even when he had off weeks, where we said it was off weeks, he was still better than everybody else.
True.
So to me, I get it, but at what point do you say, okay, the viewers can only vote up to a certain time, up to a certain point.
They do that.
Well, they voted in the finals, right?
No, they vote. I think it was everything from last week.
Yeah, okay. But that's what cost them today. What point do you say, okay, you maybe have the fans in at the first four or five weeks.
I see what you're saying.
But after that, let the judges decide who is the best dancer. I mean, this is just, I get it. It's a show to get ratings and a show for this. But it's a cry. Is to me, he's for my watch. He's by far the best dancer who never made it to the finals. I'm trying to think.
Oh, I think there's other ones. You'd have to ask Heather. She would know this better than
anybody.
But
this guy, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
He was just amazing, amazing dancer. And I think it's a crock. I mean, it's almost the point. I was like, why watch? I mean, I'm not. Again, my favorite might be Joe and Jenna. Joe might be my favorite person on the show, but I'm not going to vote for Joe.
But that's
over
what you're
people.
Doing.
But I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, you.
I'm saying not me personally. I'm like, okay, I like it.
Well, we don't vote because we don't watch it live.
But I get it. But if I was voting, and if Joe is my favorite guy, my favorite person on the show, at some point I go, okay, I got to stop voting.
But you know
for
when
Joe.
I used to vote, I always voted for Val, no matter if he was the best with his dancer or not.
Like I said, I like Sharna. I wish she could win because I don't think she's ever won it. I'm pretty sure we talk about this every week. I don't think she's ever won it. But I just think it was even Erin Andrews was like saying, I don't know if she's supposed to do that, but she clearly said before that, I'm not happy before they went to the thing. And I was like, okay, maybe she's not happy because Alex and Alexis was in there. But when I said Juan Pablo, I go, there's no way Juan Pablo could get voted out. But you know, when I went on the internet and found out, I go, holy crap.
You're done.
I said, I'm done. I go, why do this? Why? It's a competition. It should be the best people going forward. And again, we said last week, you know, sometimes the best team doesn't win in some sports that doesn't win. The best person doesn't win in like tennis. The best person. But they get beat by someone who has beat them.
Right.
Who beat Juan Pablo?
Yep.
Who has better than Juan Pablo?
Nobody.
I mean, Ivana and Keo, they've really come on at the end, but did they beat him?
No.
No. Milo and Whitney have been solid the whole time, but did they beat him?
No, because he was in a class of his own.
I get it.
But he didn't have the popularity.
Alexis and Alan?
It was both, and he didn't have the other half.
I get it. Alexis and Alan?
Well, he should have done more promoting. That's what they're supposed to do.
Well.
Anyway.
I'm not happy. The audience wasn't happy. The internet has not been happy. And
well, anyway. Maybe they'll make some change for next season.
Their ratings are not as good as it were. I mean, I just think at a certain point, people get tired of the fix. But anyway, that's all I got. All
right, baby. I hear you.
Hasta luego.
You're going to say thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're that upset.
Sorry about
you're
that.
You're not going to talk about it.
Anyway,
else.
Do you shop Amazon?
Yes, sometimes. I just bought some cat pads on Amazon.
Oh, cat pads. And cat pads are very absorbing.
Yes.
You can't go wrong with these cat pads.
No.
I just wish the cat would keep the pellets in the box.
Yes.
Because we said last week, they're like stepping on Legos.
But anyway, so you go to jandjack.com, mm-hmm. and in the right-hand corner, there is the Amazon thing. You just click it. Whenever I click it, it goes right to my account. And then every little percentage goes to the Jay and Jack podcast group and helps out everybody.
Yes. And also, we have a patron thing. You become a patron. Anyone can become a patron. You just go to janejack.com and there's a little button that says become a patron. And this time we'd like to thank five patrons. We thank them all.
We thank everybody.
Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Letter Carrier, and Joanne with a Plan. Joanne, did you know? You were pretty spot on about.
Yes, she was.
About,
a lot of stuff.
About Joe.
A lot of part dancing, but, yeah.
We haven't heard from her. Well, she's traveling around the world.
I wish I would have went with her.
Yeah, you should have. anyway, Joanne with a Plan, were you as upset with this as we were?
Yeah,
anyway,
let us know.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I got. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.